WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In the last episode of WeatherBrains 101, I talked about phased array radar and some of its characteristics, which will improve on the current weather radar systems. So what are some of the advantages of phased array over what we are currently using? One of the immediate advantages is seen in the time needed to collect a volume scan. Phased array radar can complete the process in about 20 to 30 seconds, as compared to the 4 to 6 minutes it takes with the WSR-88D. Phased array will have the capability to repeatedly sample areas of interest. This capability is often referred to as dwell. Then there is the adaptive scanning, or the capability to quickly go back and look again at something that draws our attention, such as a severe weather feature. The technology also experiences lower failure rates. Now, before you can apply a technology, it pays to study the capabilities, so there are some broad goals for the phased array technology. One of those goals is to demonstrate that phased array radar technology can be applied to the tornado detection, forecast, and warning mission in a multi-use environment. Another goal is to demonstrate skill in probabilistic forecasts of tornadoes and other severe weather events using ensembles of models that assimilate phased array radar data. And finally, can it be shown that there is a viable economic strategy which would permit a national phased array radar network to support NOAA, DOT and FAA, the DOD, Homeland Security, and other national missions? Phased array radar is certainly one that exhibits the potential for another big step forward in unraveling the mysteries of the atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.